Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wind Down with MJ. I started this call 1 minute late. You know, I keep talking about I'm working on this super special secret, top secret project for the membership. That's what I was doing. And then I looked up and I'm like, shit, it's 6 o'clock. So here I am. Finally made it. Let me change my name while we all pour in here. This is open coaching. It is raise your hand coaching. We are talking all about alcohol. We are talking about gummies, whatever. If you are wanting to change your relationship with any of those things, feel free to raise your hand and I will coach you. So make sure that you are using the chat and the Q&A box. If you really want, if there's something you really want me to answer, make sure that you put it in the Q&A because I may miss it in the chat. I'm going to change my name. So while I'm waiting on everybody to come on, I am going on vacation next week. A lot of us winers or drinkers or gummiers always stress about vacation. So I thought I would share my vacation protocol with you. What does it look like when I am going on vacation? What does my drinking plan look like? I'm going on a cruise, so there will be all the food and all the drink. So I have the unlimited drink package and I have the good unlimited drink package because mama don't want to drink cheap shit because then I will just have a headache. So I don't like that. So I'm going to tell you what my plan is for alcohol and it may surprise you. So, you know, there's so many different ways that you can set up drinking protocols. You can set number of drinks, you can set number like times that you want to drink. Like, you know, I'm going to drink from, you know, 4 to 8, and then you just drink during that time and then you don't drink after that. Like, there's so many ways that you could set it up. So, I am, you know, going on a cruise. So, I do it in the good, better, best way. So, knowing that I'm going on a cruise, I have planned for 12 good foods a day. And you may say, MJ, that's a lot. It is a lot. I typically don't get to 12, but I don't want to feel restricted on vacation. And good foods also includes alcoholic beverages. And so what that looks like, because you know, on a cruise, like you're on the, like, you know, you're by the on the at sea days. You know, from we sit at the pool from like 12 to like 4 or 5. So I may have 3 drinks during that time, and then we'll go get ready and do all the things. And then maybe I'll have a few more drinks with dinner. And then, you know, we'll go walk around and do some activities. And then maybe see a show, something. And then at the end of the evening, you know, we'll go to the clubs. Or maybe I'll go gamble and maybe I'll have another few drinks there. So it's not like, you know, back to back to back. And you may be like, well, MJ, that's 9. Yes, it is. But, you know, they also on a cruise ship, sometimes they have those molten lava cakes. And I will eat one of those at some point during my cruise ship experience. We're going to Mexico. So, you know, there will be churros on the road. I want to eat a churro in Mexico. Hello. Yo, they make homemade chips and salsa in some of the restaurants in Mexico. I want to eat that. And who doesn't want a margarita in Mexico? So maybe I do that. So I just allow, I also decide on vacation. I do eat with my hunger. Am I hungry? Have I had enough? And then I don't plan on losing weight on vacation. So I will be out of weight loss mode. I know that I will gain weight on vacation and I'm okay with that. It does not bother me. As soon as I get back, I get right back on what I do every single day of the year. And I was not overweight. I was not 85 pounds overweight because I spent 6 days on a cruise ship. That's how I feel about it. Drinks. Yeah. So 12 good foods includes drinks. So 12 including drinks. So, yep, that's what I do on vacation. Catherine, I unfortunately find if I plan for, say, 12 things, unlike you, said, you don't ever really get to all 12. I freak out and think I have to have all 12 or I have failed the plan. Remember, when you write a plan, if you don't eat something on your plan, it's still on plan. So if you include an ice cream, because you think that your family's going out to eat ice cream and y'all end up not going out to get ice cream for whatever reason, so you just don't have it, then you're still on plan. If I plan for a snack and I'm not hungry and I don't eat it, I'm still on plan. So that's how I handle it. I'm still on plan. I don't have to eat everything. My plan is my menu. So just like when you go to a restaurant and you have a menu, you don't eat everything on the menu. You can pick and choose. You still ate at that restaurant. You still enjoyed yourself, but you didn't have to eat everything on the menu. So I always look at my plan, especially like if I'm going on vacation or whatever. If I'm going to, so cruise is a little bit different because they have different things every night. Like we don't know what it is. So, I don't get as specific with my plan. And like I said, we're in Mexico. If we happen to pass a great place and it smells delicious and we want to stop there for lunch, that's what we're going to do. If I'm going on a family vacation and we rent a beach house and I know that several nights I'm planning to cook, I will absolutely include those things on the plan. But you just have to look at your situation, your circumstance, and kind of what is going on. Yeah, Catherine, you're welcome. You're so welcome. Does anybody want coaching on drinking? Because I will be happy to coach you on it if you want to raise your hand. That's what this call is for. So if you want coaching on your relationship with alcohol, how to manage your relationship with alcohol, changing your relationship with alcohol, I am your girl. I haven't shared my story. How many of you have not heard my story of alcohol? Like, have you not heard, like, why in the hell does Corinne trust MJ with this crazy drinking thing? I'll tell you. So when I found Corinne, so we used to not, you used to could just not join, like go through the free course and join. You could only join a few times a year. And so I found Corinne. And I had gone to the doctor and I had all these health issues. And I was like, well, I gotta lose weight because I had decided never to lose weight. And then I was like, well, shit, I don't want diabetes. So I need to do something. And so I had asked my doctor for 3 months to get my shit together. And so the membership, this was in January, and the membership didn't open again. You could not join until March. And so I just listened to free content, did all the things. And, at that time, I was drinking 4 to 6 glasses of wine every night. So definitely four. Sometimes I would open the second bottle and have a couple of extra glasses. And that's what I was doing. That was my drinking habit 7 days a week. The joke with my friends was, MJ is your girl. She will do anything she can for you, just not after 5 o'clock because she can't drive to get you anywhere. So that was the relationship that I had. And I kept that relationship with alcohol for probably 25 or 30 pounds down. And then I noticed that the scale was slowing and I felt like I had a really good handle. I did had joined in March when the membership opened. I felt like I was doing pretty good. And so I decided I needed to work on my drinking. So my first level up was only one bottle of wine a day. So I could not open up that second bottle. I did that for probably a month. And then I did one bottle every 2 days. It was 2 glasses a day. And so the first day that I did it, I drank the whole bottle. So the next day, I didn't have any alcohol. I sucked. But the next time, I was a little bit more judicious with it and I was able to go the 2 days. And then it was a bottle of wine every 3 days, whatever. And then I ended up with only drinking on the weekends or special occasions like holiday, like Thanksgiving. It's on a Thursday. It's not on a weekend. And so that is the relationship that I developed. It took me probably about a year to figure that out. I have since then played around with not drinking at all. I did 6 months with no alcohol. I just don't see myself as not being a drinker. I just like to drink. I like the way it tastes. Like I had a martini on Father's Day, like a really dirty martini with blue cheese olives, and it was amazing. And so I was like, I just didn't want to give some of that stuff up, so I just didn't. All right. So Mary says, I want to know how to drink without snacking. Raise your hand and I will tell you, Mary. Connie has raised her hand. I will promote you and we will talk. Let's talk, Connie. I've been very thirsty today, which is good because I've gotten in all my water. If y'all listen to the reset call, you know I've been working on water. I'm going to
Are you there?
ask you to, yes, I'm going to ask you to start your video, Connie. Let's see, Connie.
Okay.
Hey, Connie.
So you coached me once before when I
I
had my
know I was
knees
going to say
replaced.
I've coached you before. I
Yeah.
don't remember names, but I'm fairly good at remembering faces.
Under the wire. Had to get my knees replaced.
Okay.
It's a
Yeah.
done deal.
Oh,
We're good to
good.
go. Yep. Back to playing golf.
You got two good knees now.
Yep, and one less gallbladder.
Oh
So
gosh.
I know that happened 10 days after my first knee surgery.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, so I'm still kind of like my stomach is wonky totally. But I'm taking an unplanned trip. I just bought a plane ticket to leave at 7 o'clock tonight to Minnesota.
Oh God.
And I just found, and so I'm probably going to stay at my brother's, which they like drink at least a bottle of wine every night normally. But I just found out that they're on some kind of diet, like some, which is good. So then I hopefully won't be pressured to drink.
Yeah.
And but now they're on some kind of restrictive diet, and it's like freaking me out. Now I'm not worried about the drinking. I was originally this morning worried about the drinking. Now I'm like the opposite because I just talked to someone, and they're like, "Oh, they're on this big diet." My dad's like, "I think I'm half rabbit." I'm like, "Oh my God, this is gonna set me back like 100 years." I'd rather drink alcohol.
Why is it going to set you back?
I don't know. I just don't want to be on some, because they're probably going to do the cooking and it's going to be all like gross food. My dad said it's terrible.
Do you have Uber Eats? Hey, you're on a
No,
diet.
not
So am
there.
I. So am I.
Ugh.
My diet doesn't align with your diet.
I know.
Yeah.
There is no Uber Eats there. It's population 4,000. There's no nothing.
They got a car. You can go to the grocery store and get your own stuff.
Yeah.
Why is that a
But they don't
problem?
think I'm a freak because I don't want to drink. And then now they're going to think I'm a freak because I don't want to eat
Well,
with
they're not
babies.
drinking either, right? So they're not going to
Well,
think
I
you're a
don't
freak.
know. I don't know yet. They may still be drinking. I can't imagine that they've quit.
So what happened? I mean, are you going to drink if they're drinking?
I'm going to try not to. My plan is to have them pour the glass, but then also get a glass of water. And then just hopefully
Well,
sip my
how is
glass
having
and more
them
drink my
pour
water.
how so you're just going to leave the wine or whatever sitting there?
Well, I might sip it occasionally, but for
So
the
you're
most
not
part.
going to try not to drink because you're like, I'm going to try not to. That's not true. You're going to
Well,
drink.
no, I may drink, yeah.
So what are you going to drink? How much are you going to drink if they're drinking?
Well, I'm hope just one glass.
Okay. And then they come back around and they're like, oh, have another. Connie, your glass
No,
is
because
empty.
my glass will still have wine in it because I will have mostly been drinking water
Okay.
and only sipping the wine. That's my plan. That was my plan this morning.
Okay.
Now I'm nervous about the food, but so I'm not don't necessarily have a wine WINE problem. I think I have a wine WHINE.
We can have that with wine and food and everything else.
Like I'm just being weird about it, but I don't know. Maybe it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be fine. I just planning is gonna be difficult, but I'm just gonna do dual try do doable hunger. I am gonna do doable hunger, not try.
Well, you're gonna, yeah, planning is gonna be a lot of times whenever you're going somewhere, it is more difficult to plan. So you can have a loose plan.
Yeah, it's gonna be very loose.
Let's say that, I mean, because you're kind of freaked out about being like, I'm gonna get this other stuff. Like, you know what? I'm just gonna, go get some other food because I'm on a diet too. Coincidence. So am I. I'm trying to lose weight. You're trying to lose weight. We're just doing it two different ways. So I'm gonna go get the food that's on my diet. And you can
I
eat the
know
food
I'm not.
that's on your diet.
And I still want to tell them that their way is the wrong way. but
Well, it's
I
their
don't
way,
know.
right?
Yeah.
They get to try it.
Yeah.
You did probably all the other
Oh,
things,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. 50,000 different times.
Yeah. So let them try it.
Okay. I just don't
Let them
want
try
to try
it.
it. I don't want to try their way.
Don't try their way. You don't have to. You're a grown ass woman and
I
will have
know.
access to a car.
Yeah. It's just not that easy. They're
Why?
difficult. I don't know, because they're difficult. They're, I don't
What's going to be so hard about it?
know. I don't know. I think the just unknown of every, and they're just like, they're always right, and so then they'll be like, oh no, you should do this, and it'll make you lose weight faster. And I'm like,
You
been
do
there,
it your
done
way,
that.
I'm going to do it my way.
That's what I need to tell them.
I
Yep.
still have people, one of my very best friends who knows I'm the head coach and member journey director of a very successful weight loss company, several months ago, cornered me and talked to me about thir for 30 minutes about the beauty of Whole30 and how I was doing it wrong, 85 pounds down. People are always going to do that.
Yeah.
And I just, you know what I said? I am so glad that's working for you. I love
And it
that.
will work for them, because they've done 75 hard, they've done all that stuff, and it works, but then it just fails again later and they just can't
Yeah,
see
I'm
that.
so glad you found your path. I found my path. You found your path. Everybody's happy.
Okay. And one glass of wine every night.
One
Well,
glass
maybe
of wine
none
every
every
night.
night. With water. I don't really like wine that much. I could take, I mean, I obviously can take it or leave it. I don't drink it that much, but
Yeah. Well, then that's an easy plan for you.
hopefully.
You sound so like, why are you trying to make this so difficult?
Because it just usually is when I'm with them. But
Why are you going?
because my mom's in the hospital, so I gotta go.
Okay.
So I bought a ticket this morning. I leave tonight.
Oh, that's perfect. So when you're out going to the hospital, you get to eat whatever the hell you want to eat. And then when you get home and they're like, here, have this rabbit food, you're like, grump, I just ate. I'm not even hungry anymore. I appreciate you though. They don't
Yeah.
shackle you in a basement.
I am going to be in the basement. But no, I won't
Not
be shackled.
shackled. Not
No.
shackled in a basement.
Yeah, I just have to pick my words right and what I'm gonna say.
Here's the
Or just be
thing.
honest and do eat before I go home, and that way they I won't be hungry, and then I'm just
Yeah.
not hungry.
And you can have whatever you want to have. It don't matter what they cook.
Okay.
And you never know. Your dad says it's rabbit food. You could get there and be like, damn, this is good. What's wrong with you, Dad?
Well, he normally likes rabbit food, so it kind of surprised me.
Yeah, so you might like it. If he doesn't like it, you might like it.
Okay.
And if not, go get your own stuff.
Okay.
And know that they're going to judge you, just like you're judging them. Right? You just said, I know they're doing it wrong. You're judging them, they're
Right.
going to judge you. It's going to be a judgy little, visit.
5 days.
5 days of judgment.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Yeah. And you get to take care of your mom.
Okay.
It's all good. All righty.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, there are so, listen, I'm about to go on a cruise with my three daughters. You think there's not going to be judgment? Butts hanging out of their bathing suits. Them talking about what I'm wearing. You're not, are you really wearing that? I can't believe you're wearing that. That will be my whole trip. That will be the whole trip. All right, y'all. If nobody has questions for coaching, nobody wants to raise their hands. We can be done. So y'all were talking about, somebody asked in the thing, how do you drink without snacking? So there's a couple of ways that you can do that. So one thing you can do, and Corinne talked about this on, I think, 2 Sundays ago call. Maybe it was this past Sunday call. I don't remember. You know, I listen to all the calls when I'm in the shower, so I don't even know when it was. But anyway, she talked about it, and she was talking about how she changed her relationship with alcohol. And like, she just quit buying the shit to put in her house. The stuff that she typically snacked on, she just quit buying it. My thoughts are, like, I have a really, this is wind down, Katie. So wine and gummies and changing your relationship with those things. So, what was I saying? I got distracted. So Corinne was talking about, like, so I think that, like, for me, if I, you notice that whenever I started this call, it was like three drinks, three drinks, three drinks. About three drinks, and I can still be like, girl, you don't need that. That's fine. When I drink four drinks, I do not make great food decisions. Everybody's number is different. Maybe for you, it's one, it could be two, it could be four, whatever your number is. Then you need to ask yourself, if weight loss is my goal, why do I continue to drink past the limit that allows me to make a good decision? That was the first question I asked myself. So typically at a sitting, you will see me drink no more than three drinks. And then there will be a long pause, and then I can drink another drink because I still want to make great food decisions. So there's that piece of it. And then you have to set up your environment for it. Don't have the food in your house that you know you typically go and grab. You know, if you are I grab chips when I'm drinking, then don't buy chips. Don't have them in the house or put them in such a place that they're more difficult to get to. Don't just leave them out in their regular place so that you just walk in mindlessly and go eat. And Corinne did a good call about food. I mean, wine does not make you eat. A lot of times, which I found to be true, I used to always think that. And when she was coaching on that the other day, I was like, this is so true because I don't eat now whenever I drink. Like, I don't get the, even if I go over the number, like, I just don't eat anymore. But I did have this story that it made me, it lowered my inhibitions and it did all this other stuff. And it is true that I don't think you make as good of a decision. But it's like, if that were the case, if wine 100% made you eat, then everybody who had a wine habit at night would be overweight from eating. And that's just not simply the case. So there has to be decisions that are made, or they have their house set up, or they just don't believe whenever you drink, you eat. Because now I just don't even believe that food I mean, alcohol makes me eat. And maybe it's just that I know my number and I just, that's just what I've gotten so used to that I don't go over that number. And so I don't want to eat anymore whenever I drink. But that is how you set yourself up for success. If you're gonna take a gummy or you're gonna drink or you're gonna whatever, knowing that you must set up your environment. You have got to make plans when you're not drinking. Think about your habits. Think about what you do. Where do you go in your house? What do you typically reach for? What cabinet does it live in? And there's a version of you that is not drinking, that is thinking about that version of you that is drinking. And then you just decide, I'm going to set myself up for success. It could look like putting sticky notes where you typically go grab your snacks to remind yourself when you're drinking and you're not thinking as well. I open it up and I'm like, I mean, it could say, girl, you've been drinking. You don't need this. You know, you're not hungry, whatever it is. But a lot of times what we do is we just find ourselves in this habit loop. And then we don't ever take any steps to create a different outcome for us in the moment. It's the same thing as saying, I'm going to cook beef Wellington tonight for dinner, but then I don't ever look at my calendar. Like, I got a call till 7 o'clock tonight, Eastern. I'm not going to have time to make beef Wellington. So I don't ever even set myself up for success. I've never made beef Wellington, by the way. And then Katie says, I feel like I went to drinking to avoid eating, and after losing 100 pounds, I have to stop drinking to lose the rest of my weight. But Katie, do what I did and level it up. So you have to decide how much you're drinking. What would be a 1%? Like for me, it was don't open the second bottle of wine. I did that for like a month till that felt really easy to me. And then I was like, okay, I'm ready to do the next thing. So you're drinking, and then you're like, I don't want to drink. Well, how are you going to get there? What is the path for that? What does that look like for you? You have to look at your current relationship with alcohol. You have to be really honest about it. And then you see where you want to go, but what's the next easiest step to get me there and do that thing? I find I'm bored while my friends snack and drink. What then? My question is, Diane, how are you bored? You're with your friends engaged in conversation. Are you just sitting over in a corner sulking? Get into the conversation. If you are totally bored with your friends snack and drink, they might not, I don't know why you're hanging out with them. Now, it could be that you don't have anything to talk with them about right then or whatever, but it's very hard to be sitting in a room full of people who are talking and drinking and snacking and just be like, well, I'm bored. Just start to engage with them. Play a game on your phone, go inside and watch TV, or go to a different room and watch TV. Or, you know, if you're hanging out with your friends and you're really bored, there's nothing going on, then you could just leave and go home if you really wanted to. Any other questions? Oh, we got two questions and a Q&A. Should your drinks be included in your realistic plan? Yes. Anything with like caloric kind of value should be included in your plan. D said, did you say one time that you have a self-agreement that you drink all your water before you have a drink? Yes, that is very true, D. I do drink my water before I drink my alcohol. I did not mention that earlier, but I will be getting my 64 in. And I'm going to tell you, if there's mimosas involved, it is amazing how fast you can drink 64 ounces of water. It is amazing. All right. Any other questions? I know it's just an easy way to make sure that you still get your water in. You know, just because, you know, it's just easier. My thing is water on the cruise that I'm going on because, you know, that water ain't great. And then they just give it to you in a little cup. So I'm going to take my big cup. I am going to pack my big cup and I'm going to fill it up and I'm going to bring some, like, I have this Sonic, it's blue, some water, something. I'm going to put that. Gail says, I missed the first few minutes. Do you drink more at an all-inclusive or cruise? I include 12 good foods a day. That includes alcohol and a molten lava cake, chips and salsa, or whatever it is. And so typically it's like three by the pool, three at dinner, three later. But that really looks like my beach vacations, to be honest. TBH, that looks a lot like my regular vacations. Oh, we have a hand raised. Eva. Let's see what Eva has to say. Let's see. Let's see. Hello.
Did I do it right?
You did it exactly right. Yay.
My gosh, first time. Been a member 3 years.
Oh my
First
gosh.
time ever. I'm so excited it's you. So here's the deal. I don't know. There's two questions I could ask you, and they might be related, but one is I'm really not sure what kind of relationship I want. And so is there are do you have any advice on how I can figure that out? Because I know for sure I don't want to give it up.
Okay.
I'm a wine taste. I go to wine tasting. I study wine. I take classes. I'm never going to give it up. I just know that.
Okay.
But then something happened yesterday. I was on a team meeting and I made a mistake. I got my facts wrong and they pointed it out to me very nicely. And it really wasn't a big deal. I went down that rabbit hole so fast. Something triggered. Huge shame, huge self-loathing. I was shocked because I'm like, what's the, I'm asking myself, what is the fucking big deal? But I went into old embarrassments and not because I was drinking, not drunk embarrassments. I don't mean that, but you know, ADHD diagnosed 10 years ago, opening my mouth when I shouldn't, a lot of impulsivity, lots of embarrassments from being, saying things inappropriate.
Okay.
I'm kind of a comedian. I've always been very funny and people love me. They want to work with me and all that. They want to be my friend, but, and they know I'm inappropriate and, but they know I'm a good person. Sometimes what I say is the truth, but it still isn't, I'm getting much better at shutting the hell up. But this rabbit hole, it brought back not only times I've been too outspoken, but just procrastinating and not delivering and all the opportunities I've missed. So I'm just wondering, and if there's a relation to my drinking.
I mean, because were you drinking at the time?
No.
Then probably not. Probably not. But probably what happened, and this happens a lot of times. So there's a book about trauma called The Body Keeps the Score.
Okay.
And it talks a lot about how, like, if circumstances are just right, like when something happens, like a big embarrassment or a big, like a trauma or different mm-hmm. things, it doesn't have to be like big T trauma. It could just be like an embarrassment on a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain remembers all, like, it, without you even recognizing it. Like, it remembers, like, how you felt, like, the exact words that were said, the temperature of the room. Like, it remembers everything that happened. So a lot of times, if you just all of a sudden feel like this overwhelming, like, shame or embarrassment or whatever, really all that could have happened is it was extremely similar to a time in the past that you felt that, especially if it's like way not typical of you to do that. Like, yeah. It's not a habit. It's not something you typically do when you get called out. So it could just be something that came from like the back of your brain that like, oh, this is very familiar. Like the mm-hmm. last time this happened, like all these things were the same. And then this terrible thing ended up happening, but you were safe yesterday. It was not a big deal, but it's remembering a time.
Yes.
And that could be it. Especially if you have a reaction that seems way out of character and like, you're like, what the fuck just happened to me? Yeah. Like that, this does not even equate. A lot of times that could be what it is.
It's like, I could feel mm-hmm. the eruption, a volcano erupting from the depths of me up to my brain and out of memories and really, really quickly going by, like just like I said, embarrassments or the missed opportunities.
Yeah.
And I've had enough CBT therapy with a very, very wonderful doctor who's helped me so much. I don't know where to go with this, and I don't want to take up your time.
Well,
when this
I
is
mean,
supposed
let's just see if it keeps happening, we can dig into it. This could have been a one-off. Like I said, like it could just be like, you know, circumstances from the past just all came together. And especially since it's so out of character, I would not put much stock in it in this one instance.
I have a feeling, strong gut feeling that this is something I should really deal with. Maybe I'm not finished dealing
maybe.
With it. Cause I'm even today I'm on a, I'm just, I feel so ashamed. And it's, I'm not ashamed about the meeting yesterday or the mistake I made. I'm just ashamed of me. You know how shame is personal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if I'm kind of an imposter, and I know all about imposter syndrome and all that. I don't need to go reading up on it or anything, but I do feel like I've been living a lie. And somehow I think the drinking, because it is daily and it's wine, and I'm pretty in that state of mind when I'm done and go to bed, I really enjoy it, but then it goes probably too far.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it must be holding me back, or it's not good for my brain, maybe. I
so how much are you drinking every day? How many glasses?
Like four.
Four glasses of wine. So think about yourself. Let's go in the fast forward machine. A year from now, do you want to be drinking a bottle of wine a day?
No, but only like you mentioned, your cruise, a dinner out or celebration.
Do you want to drink at home at all?
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Okay. Well, then we'll go with that. Look, it could change later. We're not going to chisel it in stone when you make this decision. Just like with me, whenever I decided I was going to quit drinking, I quit drinking for 6 months and I was like, meh, not for me. Start drinking again.
Right. Right. It could be. But I know that there's a tie to celebration in when I sit down, and when I have the first one, it's definitely time to celebrate. It isn't even time to relax. It's time to celebrate life.
So you're just celebrating life in general.
I'm very vivacious. And
so even yesterday, when you had on your shame shawl, you were celebrating life.
Oh, no. Yesterday I was in the dumps, and somewhat today.
So it's not for celebration then?
I guess not. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Today, are you going to drink?
I didn't write it on my plan.
But are you?
I mean, come on.
You going to drink? You are. If you're drinking every day, you're probably going to drink anyway, whether you wrote it or not, or no.
You know what? I haven't really. I don't know. So I guess yes. I guess I am going to.
Okay.
I didn't know you were doing this call. I'm not prepared. It came up. And
You're fine.
And so, this thing happened, but I have been wondering for a long time, how do I figure out the kind of relationship I want?
Well, first you have to be really honest, because it sounds lovely that it's a self. Do you every night like pour that first glass of wine and be like, to life?
Is that weird?
Do you?
Yeah, I'm usually very happy.
Okay. Even when you've had a shitty day at work.
I guess not. Wow, I'm learning some stuff here. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mentioned to you the idea of me being, I don't know who I really am, my true self, and the imposter thing, and all came up yesterday. Maybe I'm not telling the truth to you, to me.
I know for me, it was habit. I had just gotten in the habit of it.
Yeah.
It was the period at the end of my day. To what you do.
It's your story is very familiar. Yeah.
It's a what you do at the end of the day. That's how you close out the day. That's how you know your work day is done. My responsibility, taking care of my kids, taking care of this membership, taking care of all of that is over.
Huh.
So for me, it was like my final, like, think about those old timey, like, punch cards. Like when you punch out of work, like that's what that was for me.
I remember
and
that.
And I'm done.
Okay. What do I do now?
Do you want to punch out every day with a glass of wine? Maybe the answer is yes. Like for me, you know, I mean, I've been a person who drank every day. I've been a person who drank a glass of wine at night, or two glasses, or four to six, like depending. Like it just changes over time.
Right. I think it depends. I think I would like it to depend on what the occasion is or what's going on. But I get the sense, because I really enjoy learning about it and studying the label is really an interest for 30 years, actually.
Yeah.
So a part of me says, yeah, I'm going to continue and I'm not going to be ashamed of it or anything. But like I said, this is all in the past 24 hours that I'm wondering if there's connections.
Mm-hmm.
Because my brain has just been flipping out.
Yeah. And, you know, I asked, do you want to drink every day? And I mean, that's the beauty of these calls. Like, there is no shame. If you're like, you know what? I do want to. I still, for as long as I live, I want to have a couple glasses of wine every night. That's perfect. If that is your relationship that you want with alcohol and you're happy with it, that's what it should be. Like, if that's what you want to get to.
Right.
Because a lot of times we say change our relationship with alcohol. People go straight to like alcohol-free days or, you know, alcohol-free months or alcohol-free weeks or whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be that.
Well, when I go on these Buddhist retreats, 3-4 days, I don't have anything. I'm fine. Okay. So, I have a lot to think about. Don't I? I just don't know where to start.
I mean, you could just play around with it, right? Like you could just play. Like, you know what? This week, I'm going to do two glasses of wine.
Okay.
Every night. Just see what it feels like. See if you like it. Maybe you feel better when you go to bed. Like, put on that, like, you know, the scientist lab coat. Be like, I wonder how my sleep is. I wonder how I feel when I wake up in the morning. Like, just an experiment if you want to.
I like that idea.
Yeah, just be like, I don't know if it's going to make a difference. We'll see. We're about to find out.
Well, and that I'm a practical jokester and I'm a game. I love games, playing games. And
yeah,
I can see myself enjoying that process.
And just try it on. And then you could find out, like, you know, after a week or two of doing it, be like, that sucked. I didn't like it. I don't feel like my sleep got better. I don't feel like anything. I'm going back to my four glasses. Or you could say, that feels pretty good. Like, yeah, maybe I'm going to keep doing this for a little bit.
And now I'm relaxing.
Yeah, you don't have to make a decision right now.
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I think I was panicking.
Yeah, like you don't have to be like, and this is exactly where we're going. It's like, I'm going to try something, see how it feels, just try it on. If I don't like it, I'll try something different.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like that. Thank you. Breathing.
I'm so glad you're breathing because I'll usually like our members to be breathing. It's usually good for me.
Wow, that's amazing. How do you do that?
It's magic. It's no BS coach magic.
That's good.
Yeah. All righty.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad this happened.
I'm glad too. I'm so glad you came on. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And then we have Diane's hand raised. That was very good. I'm glad she did raise her hand. I'm so glad she raised her hand. Oh, Diane will be rejoining us, it says. Wonder what Diane's wanting to do, want to talk about. Let's see. I hope I don't run out of magic between now and then. I won't run out of magic. I never run out of magic. All right, I'm going to ask you to unmute, Diane.
How's that?
Perfect. Yeah. And
okay.
Now I'm going to ask you to turn on your camera. Oh, no, Diane. Oh, on an accident. On an accident, Diane, I hit the wrong button. Please raise your hand again. Diane, I am so sorry. I apologize 1,000 times. My coach magic works, but not with pushing buttons. Apparently, oh my Lord. Sorry about that, Diane. She's coming back. I didn't scare her all the way off. I'm going to be more careful with my button hitting. That's what I'm about to do. I'm going to be way more careful. I'm going to ask you to unmute and then ask to start video. I am not going to hit that other button. So lots of buttons back here.
How's that?
Diane, I am so sorry. I apologize. I am so sorry. I just quick hit a button and you were gone like magic.
Hey, I know. I've been trying to get my name on my Zoom for like a week now. Got my picture.
It worked. You know? It worked. All right, Diane, what are we talking about?
Okay, so we generally go out with friends on Friday night.
Okay.
Like last Friday night, we went for karaoke. So we're sitting there and, you know, they have popcorn. So two bowls of popcorn pop up on our table. And so I'm bored because I'm not singing, I'm not dancing, I'm not doing anything. So then I start, you know, eating the popcorn. If we go over to our friend's house, they bring snacks out. And, you know, yes, everybody's talking. And sometimes I engage. And if I don't, then I get on my phone. But then I find myself snacking as well. Not so much drinking because I'm not a drinker. I'm one and I'm done. I'm a cheap date is what I tell everybody. I'm a cheap date.
My husband wishes I was a cheap date.
So how do I combat that? I mean, it's just it happens time and time again. I'll stay on plan all week and I plan a drink on Friday. You know, what I should do is plan the snacks, right? I don't know.
You could. Are you hungry when you're eating the snacks?
No.
Okay. No. Then don't eat it. It's a habit, Diane.
Sit on my hands?
Sit on your hands. I know. Missy on our community team reminded me today of my story about the first time I ever went to Mexican and didn't eat the chips and salsa. So I went in, I knew I wasn't going to eat the chips and salsa, and it was so difficult. And at one point, I did sit on my hands. I did sit on my hands at one point, Diane. And I was like, it was so uncomfortable. Like I was really uncomfortable. Now I'm fine with it. Like, you know, it takes practice and getting out of the habit, whatever. And so I remember how proud I was of myself. And I walked out of that Mexican restaurant and I thought, why is there not a mariachi band playing for me right now in my honor? Because I did not eat chips and salsa. And it was super uncomfortable. It was super uncomfortable. And, but now it's much easier to see food on the table and just not eat it. But I will tell you, Diane, it's not fun at first.
No. Yeah. I realize. And I've caught myself, you know, I'll start snacking and then the thought in my head goes, what are you doing?
Well, you know? Here, Diane, here's another thing you can do. So your friends, do you typically go out to karaoke on Fridays?
Not every Friday. We either are at their house, our house, or then out at this karaoke bar.
Okay. So what you can do is if you go to the karaoke bar and you know, do they always order popcorn?
There's a big popcorn machine there. So you just go help yourself.
Okay. So just tell them, don't bring two back. Just bring one. I'm not eating it tonight.
Okay. That's a solution.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I have my plan and I'm pretty well stick to it. I was making a plan for the whole week, every single day, because that's just the way I am. And then I found that 9 times out of 10, something just a wrench gets thrown
Yeah.
into. So now day
Plans
by day.
change. Yeah. All
So,
righty.
okay.
All
I'll
right,
try
then.
that. Thank you
Just
so much,
try it.
MJ.
All right. Bye. And I think that's where a lot of times we used to talk about, like, Corinne used to always say, like, visualize like what you're gonna do in the moment of an urge. Because you know, if you think about something, your brain thinks it's already happened, right? So if I sit here and I'm thinking about like, you know, not eating chips and salsa, you know, your brain is like, oh, we've done this one time before. And so, but Corinne used to always talk about, and it is so true. So, like, if you're sitting there thinking about not having the popcorn or whatever, it's like, I'm going to go in and we're all going to be sitting around and they're going to put the popcorn on the table. And then I'm going to be like, no, thank you. And I'm just going to sit there and engage them in conversation and it's going to be amazing and blah, blah, blah. That is not at all how it happens. That's not what happens. The first few times you do it, the whole time you'll be like, God, I want that popcorn. I always eat that popcorn. Do you know why I'm not going to eat it tonight? MJ, you don't need the popcorn. Diane, you don't need that popcorn. And then a couple of times you may even notice that you're like reaching out. You're like, girl, don't do that. You're not. And then you sit on your hands. And then the whole time you watch them eat it and you're like, you are not hungry. It's a habit. You just are having an urge right now. And it is very uncomfortable. We miss that piece in the, it's an urge, right? Like whether you smell something that tastes like that you love the taste of, sometimes that can trigger an urge. Sometimes situations can trigger an urge, and sometimes a habit can trigger an urge to eat or to drink or to whatever else it is. And so it's this, all the tools that we teach for urges inside of No BS, planning for urges worksheet, pause plus permission, all that kind of stuff that we teach inside of No BS, it works on urges, whether it is triggered by a situation, by smell, by sight. Sometimes just seeing something can trigger an urge. I did a in the first 30 days new member group. I typically don't order dessert like at all. And I saw in the restaurant that we took my husband to the other night, cheesecake is my thing. I love a cheesecake. God love us all. I will eat cheesecake. It is always on my plan. It's never written. But if I somehow find myself dropped in a situation where there is a homemade cheesecake, your girl, it's on my plan. I'm like Corinne and the Blondie. Like, I'm your cheesecake girl. So I saw while I was eating dinner, this cheesecake just walking by. Well, it was a waiter was carrying it, but you know what I mean? And it was, oh, it was beautiful. And so when the waiter came back, I was like, do y'all make those cheesecakes here? Like, is it homemade? And they're like, yeah, our chef bakes them fresh. And I said, because I saw my other favorite thing in the whole wide world, caramel drizzled over the top. And I said, was that caramel on the top of it? He said, well, salted caramel. That's my favorite. Salted caramel cheesecake. You've got to be kidding me. I said, you know what? Box that shit up. I didn't say box that shit. I said, put it in a box. That is coming home with mama because I do love a cheesecake. And so, even though I hadn't planned it, that night I ate 2 bites of it when I got home because I couldn't stand it. I just had 2 bites and I put it in the refrigerator. I'm like, I might eat it tomorrow. And then yesterday I had planned it for lunch and I've been thinking about it, y'all. It's all I can think about. It's like a brand new boyfriend that you get, you know, you just think about that relationship all the time. That's me and this cheesecake that's sitting literally 10 feet from me. It's just right there. And so I planned it for lunch. And I was so looking forward to lunch. Y'all don't even know. I was like, I'm gonna have cheesecake for lunch. And I was so excited. But I'm in this middle of this big, super secret special project for No BS. And it takes a lot of brain power. And I was like, if you eat that, you're gonna have an energy dip and you can't eat that for lunch. So I went off plan and I ate a salad with some protein in it. And then in the middle of the afternoon, I was getting a little bit hungry and I was like, well, you did plan cheesecake. So I have 4 bites of the cheesecake. And then I was like, you're going to have it tomorrow because I just have meetings all afternoon. And so I planned the cheesecake for lunch today. Y'all, it was so good. And I still only ate half of what was left because like I had enough. So there's still a part of the cheesecake in there. So I'll get to have some later. Well, not later. I'll have it tomorrow. Plan it again tomorrow. So now I've gotten cheesecake, 2 bites on Sunday, 4 bites on Monday, some today for lunch, and then I'm going to have more tomorrow for lunch. Well, I can't have for lunch. I got to work on that super special project. Maybe I'll finish it up in the middle of the afternoon. But I'm so excited. Now I've gotten to eat it all this time. But that urge was triggered by vision. I saw it walking like a oasis in the middle of the desert, that cheesecake. And so I had a major urge, and it was all I could do on Sunday night, not just sit and eat the whole damn cheesecake. But then once that urge, I had 2 bites, I put it away. Then the urge had passed on Monday. I felt a lot more in control of the urge, and it's still sitting right in there, y'all, with all that salted caramel, creamy glory in there. So I love it. But you can get urges from different things. So that was like a visual one. If I smell fresh bread, I'm going to have an urge. If I'm sitting at a Mexican and I see those chips and salsa, I'm going to have an urge. I'm just going to. And just like we were talking a minute ago, if you've been drinking typically because of the end of your day, when the end of the day, when I shut off my computer at the end of the day, I'm going to have an urge. That's a situational urge. Just because it's a habit that I've created. And so you need to plan for that. You've got to anticipate it. You've been doing it for a long time. The urge is going to come. So what are you going to do? And you have to think about it realistically when that urge comes. Oh, Diane said, my husband bakes bread right before we go to bed. My daughter is about to start. She's an old lady. She's 20, but she's an old lady. She has got her sourdough started. She's about ready to be a sourdough baker. So, yeah, but we just have to plan for those things. And the same thing, whenever you're planning to drink and you plan for 3 drinks, and then you're on a roll, you may have an urge for a 4. It's just urges. And we deal with urges the same way across the board. So if you have been working on your urges with food, you can take some of the things that worked for you and translate those into urges whenever you're having, you know, an urge for another drink. Yes, we will continue these calls for the foreseeable future. All right. We're up to time. We filled our time well. I'm so excited about it. If y'all need me next week, I'll be on a boat. I'm not going to check on anybody. I'm not checking on anybody next week. So, and I'm going to stick to my drink plan. I make it so easy to stick to because it needs to be. And I'm going to enjoy my family. Yeah, my daughter's coming from California. The other one is coming from the beach. And I'm taking my one daughter from the beach and then putting her on another beach. So, oh, thank you, Lori. A little bit of my Spanish is coming through right there. So, y'all have a ball on your vacations. You already know mine. So if you're planning on going anywhere, make sure that you're making a doable protocol, plan for those urges, and I will see y'all. Oh, we went to Cabo a couple summers ago. That was fun. All right. We will talk to y'all later. Bye.